It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy.
Hey guys, welcome back to Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat epoxy. My name is Rachel, if you're just tuning in for the first time, and I am with my co-host, Ian. How are you doing today, Ian?
Great, Rachel, and it's good to be back with you. We've been having a lot of fun helping people make great things with their resin purchases, and also some of them building great businesses and they're telling us the stories, and it's kind of breathtaking.
You know what? It has been. I've loved the interviews that we've had the privilege to be doing with some really lovely ladies. I don't think have we done an interview with a man besides Tim?
No, and we need to do that coming up. There's a bunch of those guys out there who do river tables. They do live edge work. They make trays. They make bigger stuff. I think ladies have a better eye for the wedding bouquet stuff because, you know, they have the wedding bouquet. And mm-hmm. So they're able to frame it in a way. And there's a trust element there that I think is really important. And that's why people love women working on their wedding bouquets. Because I think they get it, right? So I think that's just a really important part of that. But yeah, we'll get some guys on the show anyway. So what's our topic for today?
Well, so our topic essentially is making money with every pore, right? So meaning having a business that is able to thrive, like the people we've interviewed have explained that they have been thriving in this industry, and also doing something that they love doing, right? Doing something that's feeding their families, doing something that is investing into their future, right? Which nowadays we all know can be increasingly hard just for any of those things. So when it comes to it, basically, we're just going over the fact that it's not necessarily just art. As much as it is artful, it's also income. It's also
And that can be really valuable for people, right? Because if you buy a gallon of casting resin to do something for yourself, and then you realize you got all this left over, I wonder what else I could do with it. So we've given people ideas on our blogs, right? 50 things you can make with resin, and that's just scratching the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to these interviews, one of the things that I think is really revelatory is hearing how each of these ladies built their business from broke.
Yeah.
So it was minimal money to get started. They're basically just buying resin. We provide the knowledge base, all the expertise. And now with our AI agent, you can go in there and ask it, how do I do this? And it will give you step-by-step instructions, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So all the knowledge is there. Now you just have to go about getting the extra tools of the trade. Again, we give you links to Amazon. We don't sell those things. We give you links to Amazon to go and get the better quality ones at best prices as well. And then it's about finding molds that you want to do based on the shapes that you want. And you can make money with every pore, which is the latest article. If you go to artist.icoatproducts.com, you can see this article and it's really good. So we're going to break that down today.
Yep. So, and thank you so much because, it's going to be exciting. And also kind of the first thing on here is listening to this podcast, it's not vital per se. However, I think that if you're already listening, you're a little bit ahead of the game. If you're just tuning in, now you are as well, because we do share those experiences. We share different strategies. You know, these are expert interviews. These are people who have troubleshooted for you, you know, and who would love to share their knowledge along with the, you know, assistance of the AI, right?
Right. And in the big business world, right, this would be called case studies. And case studies in big business are really valuable because it's a company's customers explaining how they made their money, how they made their wealth working with other people. And Rachel, one of the things that I think is really needs reminding is that every one of them has told us that they don't even think that the wedding market is by any way, shape or form saturated.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was cool to hear from all, like, all across the board, right?
Yeah.
And very reassuring.
And even in, you know, offline interviews and offline conversations, there's just so many people who, one, have never heard of it, which means there's huge opportunity out there. But when they see it and they see the potential in it, it's something they want to engage in. So podcast first, right? We give you all that information. We give you how to scale your business, how to price your pieces properly. And this is what we're going to do in here as well, is because people say, oh, I don't know, what would I charge for it? So we give some examples from a cross-reference of websites. Some of them are customers, some of them not our customers, some of them just using ChatGPT to scan a bunch of different competitor sites and find out what people are charging. And so you can get an idea. So this is a broad base, but if you live in Los Angeles, you'd probably you charge more. If you live in Des Moines, Iowa, you'd probably charge a little less.
Yeah. Yeah. It does depend, especially because, like, for the wedding bouquet stuff, it's, you know, you got to ship it. So there's some differences there. Alrighty, guys. So just to kind of break it down for you a little bit, here is what a wedding bouquet resin block could garner you in terms of the profit, right? So the price is around $325 to $850. It depends, right, on what you're doing. But the cost to create dried flowers, zero, because that's from the client. The iCoat HV casting epoxy resin, which is just $45. The mold and materials, which is reusable, by the way. So this is $15 that upfront you pay for. You don't have to do it again, unless you're doing different sizes, right? $15. Packaging and finishing, about $10. So the total cost is about $70 for you and your business, which is amazing margins when you think about the profit being $375 to $580 per piece. And that's just one item. Like, add cake toppers, matching coasters, trays, ornaments. And you will see, like, your business will be a bouquet, right?
Yes. And that's part of the upselling. Now, those are just roundabout costs. Obviously, the $45 in casting epoxy is a part of a bottle that you will use, because obviously you don't use a whole bottle on a, mm-hmm. on a piece. Depending on how big your molds are, where you get your molds from, all those prices will vary. But again, like you said, Rachel, the molds are reusable, so that's great. Now, most of these businesses, again, that we've interviewed, and you can hear them talk, they're out of space within their home or within their small workshops. They're being very efficient of where they put things, because they're constantly conscious of, we need more space, we need more space, we need more space, mm-hmm. controlled space. One lady was working out of a home, and she's like, it got to the stage where everywhere there was just molds everywhere. And she said she was trying to keep her kids away from them. And you know, that got a little crazy. So, you know, that's wedding bouquets. Rachel, I'll cover the next one, which is another one, which is another great upsell, which is coasters.
Mm-hmm.
They're great. They're easy. And you look online, and there's some amazingly creative people. Now, you could do it where, let's say you had 50 people at a wedding, you could do 50 coasters, and it's not going to cost you a lot of money. What a great gift and a great mm-hmm. memory for everyone to take, put at home, and tell their friends, Bob and Jane got married. Right?
Yeah.
It could be a great memento. And so for them, they sell for between 45 and up. It says on the site between 45 and 75 now. I've seen ones much higher than that for four coasters.
Same here.
Again, around $10 in resin, around $2 in a reusable mold. You can only use molds so many times before, you know, you may need to replace them. But again, they're not expensive. They're made out of silicone. And they're made so that they actually release once the resin's actually dry. And then, you know, little extra bits and pieces, foil, florals, $3, $5 packaging, you're $20 in, and you minimum going to make $25. These can be little extra things, but you can make 55 and up just from coasters. Now, you do 10 of those a month, now you're making $500-600 worth of profit a month. You do 10 floral bouquets, you're making $6,000 worth of profit a month. Mm-hmm. Now, these things can scale really quickly. Why don't you take the next one?
So in terms of like another good little idea, and like if you guys haven't been, you know, making these as of yet, think about the figures on this one too. So ring holders and like the little trinket dishes, like, and I know that nowadays, especially, I've been seeing a lot of men wearing rings too, like extra, you know, just nice little pieces. So this was really like for either gender, you know, it's not just for the ladies. And for trinket dishes, that's something that like people can, you know, put their keys in, whatever. But so the sell price on the market is typically anywhere from 25 to 75. And then also, depending on what it is, I have seen it be also higher. I've seen them even get up to like 200. So the material costs around $5, mold around $1 or $2, additives like $2. So for that, you're looking at maybe $8, within like $8 to $10, right? And then the net profit being anywhere from 17 to 57. And that's kind of depending on what you're doing and creating out of that on the lower end too, is like $17. And still, that's what, 200% profit.
Right. Well, what I've seen with those, Rachel, is a lot of people who are doing wedding bouquets, obviously you always mix more resin than you need because you don't ever want to be short, so you want to have enough bet. So they will keep around molds for trinket dishes, ring holders, so any leftover resin they have, they can utilize it rather than throwing it.
That's why
they keep, yeah, it is smart, they keep them around so they can utilize them in that way. They make these extras, people love them. My wife loves her ring holder. It's just beautifully crystal clear, the ring just sits on it. I've seen ones with flowers in, with, you know, different speckles and stuff with mica powders in, and it's just really beautiful the way they actually do that. So yeah, great idea for those ones. Then there's molds out there in all different shapes and sizes. We talked earlier about cake toppers, where you can actually mold a husband and a wife to go on top of the cake. It's food safe, so there's no worry putting it on the cake. You know, so there's things called floral keepsake hearts and small blocks. And with these, you can use these to put small flower presentations in. And these are just like, I love you type things. You could paint them red, spray the back of it red where it's iridescent looking through it. So many things you can do with that. Again, you know, they sell for somewhere around $65-$110, these things. Total cost in, you're about $18.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
So once you've got like a bunch of different molds and you're attracting clients, talk to florists, talk to your local wedding planners. Because what you can do is say, I'll pay you 10% for every lead you give me. Right, you're giving them a bit of spare change, the florist and the wedding planner. You're making the bulk of it. And everybody's happy. Set expectations, talk about options, talk about it being custom, talk about the memory piece that it is. And yeah, it's a great way to do it. So we just said over a month, you know, if you're going good, you could be making $4,000 to $10,000 a month doing this.
Yeah. Which is
out of a garage or something, or a spare room.
Yeah, and like what you're in, you know, investing into it, it's kind of crazy how much profit you can make. And like, just to put it into perspective, guys, it's like anywhere from like 2 to like 800% profit. Like that is unheard of for most businesses, especially nowadays. You know, like it can take years to get a business off the ground, and it still might take years, but if you're getting product out like this and you're able to do it quickly, like with resin, because it is a decently quick process compared to like making wood sculptures or building furniture, reupholstering, like those are things that take more time than this and even arguably more effort. But there's a lot of profit here. And like Ian made the point of, the ladies that we've spoken to have said, it's not saturated. Right. So keep that in mind.
Yeah, and unlike other businesses, this is not a franchise. We basically just help artists turn what they love into a business. And what's more rewarding in life than getting up every day, doing something you love, and being able to feed your family and thrive from it as well? Now, that's beautiful. So, you know, it's low upfront cost. All you're doing is buying your products and your materials. Most of the things like your heat guns, all that are inexpensive. We have links to them on the site. You'll reuse them a million times. Same with your molds, same with your vacuum chambers if you use them, heat guns, all that sort of stuff. So the only thing you're buying constantly is resin to make the things that you're getting paid to make or want to make. Then, you know, it's the sort of thing that if you go to farmers markets, you go to, you know, little mini fairs like county fairs, you can take coasters, ring holders, trays, all that, and sell them at those things as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you'll make a killing at farmers markets. Everybody's got a little bit of money in their pocket when they go there.
And they go there to buy things, right? And so arts and crafts, it's just great. And then again, like local home shows, all that. There's so much you can do. So, yeah, this is just so much fun, Rachel. The idea that you can actually, again, do what you love and get paid for it is just kind of awesome.
Yeah, no, I love it. And I think that it's definitely a way to reclaim the American dream in a way, you know, is to find your niche. Because I think that's something we've all been craving for years on end with the way everything's been going, just in terms of economy and everything. People want to stretch their money as far as they can get them. So when it comes to building a business, that's awesome. And on the website, we do have some, you know, tips, some links in order to kind of help you guys get started today if you so choose. So, you know, like if you want to learn techniques, if you want to like price out what the profit would look like, kind of attract ideal clients and turn one-time projects into repeat referrals, then we do have a link for you guys to start the, you know, flower preservation side hustle. And then also just in general, like to start the resin business in general, a little bit lower than that on the website. So just kind of going over, you know, master design techniques, the ideal audience, how to build a brand that lasts, like Tim and like Ico has successfully done. So you know that you're getting those tips from somebody who's trustworthy, like we've mentioned previously in other videos or podcasts. And you're getting it from somebody who's been in the industry for years and making money consistently and building trustworthy clients and troubleshooting for you. So don't forget about that, guys. Like very, very good things to utilize on this website.
Yeah, look, our team's here to support you. One thing to know is this is all American-made products as well, which means they're environmentally sound. We've heard in China and things where they're throwing epoxy into rivers and into landfills. This not happening over here. Sustainability is a key to ours. They're all custom products. They all deliver superior results, and they're not available in stores. It's all just through artist.icoatproducts.com. So, Rachel, until next time, from Resin Mastery, Exploring iCoat Epoxy. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. Just ping us on the website or hit up our AI agent as well. Just go there, hit the agent up, have a chat with it, and you'll get some amazing results. So until next time.
Bye, guys. Have a good one.